This is Dwayne Lark, chair of the PNB Coordinating Committee. We're recalling this meeting to order, originally at 7:20. Now we're on the stream at 7:38. And I'm
Central
going to
time.
Call the roll. Central time. I'm going to call the roll again. Nancy Sorton?
Here.
Janet indicated she would not be available. Jan?
Jan sent an email about a week ago requesting an excused absence.
Okay, let's note that. Benito?
Present.
William?
William present.
All right. And Tom?
I'm here.
All right. So we had discussed previous minutes, which were none because no action was taken. And the secretary, if we find one, will make it very easy to note that when minutes are created for the previous meeting. As of this meeting, we are creating an agenda. And as such, we are going around the table of individuals who would like to place items on the agenda for discussion. The first item we got from Tom was a pension discussion or item from KPFK. And I believe, is there anything else you have, Tom?
No, I've sent the I sent the draft of the motions around to each of you.
Okay.
That's next the closed up. Session.
This is William for the stack.
Okay, William, go ahead.
I move that we set an agenda that we're going, our committee agenda, that we're going to discuss items to be added to the PNB or any changes to the PNB agenda.
Okay.
Any objections?
Nobody.
Yeah. Hearing no objections.
I second.
Okay. I believe
so, I'm here. I think, yeah. So as I understand it, as we were talking last meeting, Janet and I will. Oh, I guess never mind. I talk to that when we get to that item on the agenda. Never mind.
Okay. Next proposed.
This before we move on, but this is Benito.
Go ahead, Benito.
Just want a comment, it's not a no issue, but Tom pays the pension. He focused on KPFK, but the pension issue is a Pacifica-wide issue. So, and if I'm not absolutely sure, but if I halfway remember, vaguely remember, I think it was on the agenda last, it might have been on the agenda last time, I'm not sure.
It's for closed session.
General, good, fine, for closed, but all I'm saying is that it should be a general issue.
Right.
Okay, William for the stack.
Okay, William, go ahead.
Okay, I want to make a motion. And first, let me say I understand that some people say that, well, this shouldn't be done, but I think it's been done. I'd like to say that we have a very short executive session right after this to take up that item and then possibly another item that I have.
Are there any objections?
The motion is to have an executive committee meeting.
An executive session of this committee tonight for a few minutes just to set, add a couple things to the closed session PNB agenda.
Oh, yeah, I second.
Okay, any objections? All right. Moving forward. Any additional items for the open session? Well, actually, we don't have anything for the open session so far. We only have one item, which is the pensions, not just for KPFK, but period, the pensions.
Nancy?
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, the pension is not for the open. It's for the closed.
I just indicated that, notwithstanding the fact we don't have anything for the open session.
William had put on the open session agenda that Janet sent.
I'm hoping we can get to that, but I believe Benito wanted to have clarification about something previously. So what the chair has clarity on, and maybe you guys have a different clarity, but what I have clarity on is that there only has been one item brought forward.
What's the item that Benito?
And it's been declared closed.
Oh, question? Nancy?
Go ahead.
What is the item that Benito wants on the agenda before we get to the open session agenda?
Okay. Benito, you wanted to add an additional item on the closed session. Is that correct?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I was just commenting on Tom's suggested item, which is foreclosed, that the pension issue is a PNB or a Pacifica-wide issue, not just KPFK.
Yes,
closed session, yeah.
I'm
sorry. I thought you wanted to.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am trying to get an agenda for the open session since we're in the open session. We can open up additional things if you find it necessary in closed. But right now, we've spent 10 to minutes on a closed session item, which we're going to deal with after this meeting. I would like to only focus here forward on items that you want to discuss in this open session.
Benito.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so I request the open that we deal with the issue of following up on the motion passed at the last meeting to seek a legal opinion on whether or not to publish the loan document. Now, if I may, that's just whether in a legal opinion on the loan. Maybe what I should ask is, has that been done? Did we get a legal opinion on whether or not to publish the loan documents? That's what was agreed to at the last PNB meeting.
Okay, did I hear Nancy and then William?
I think William was before me.
Okay, go ahead, William.
Yeah, so if Benito didn't make a motion, I would just say we add an item to the agenda to discuss the legal opinion that may have been received regarding, what is it called, public disclosure of loan documents. Let's just add that item, and we'll discuss it. Add it to the PNB agenda, and we'll discuss it at the PNB.
Dwayne.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I raised the question because the answer to the question would tell us what should put on the agenda. All I'm saying is at the last PMB meeting on the 10th, May 10th, Tony Leon put forth a motion which the PMB approved, and it was to seek a legal opinion on whether or not to publish the loan docs, and it was in the context of the discussion of Steinberg's lift the veil of secrecy meeting, motion, even though, if I remember correctly, I don't think Steinberg, or I'm not sure whether Steinberg's motion specifically spoke about publishing the loan docs, but that's what Tony's motion said. So I'm simply asking us here tonight, has that legal opinion been secured? And if not, can we get it before now on Thursday?
Nancy to the sound.
Okay, Nancy. All right. You got it, Nancy.
Okay, so I misunderstood what Tony's motion was about. I thought it was to get a legal opinion on whether or not to release the closed session minutes, all of them that we wanted to, that were in that motion. And because I've already gotten a legal opinion on whether or not we have to make the whether we can keep the loan documents private, non-public. And the answer is yes, we can. We're not required to make them public. But nevertheless, so that's the answer to that question. We can certainly, if that's on the...
Yeah, William for the stack.
Okay. And Nancy, are you finished?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, William, go ahead.
Okay, I'll just repeat. That's my motion said we'll discuss it. Or if you want to change it from discuss to, say, give the answer, I'd say discuss is enough, and give the answer at the PNB. That's all that's needed. We don't need to discuss it here. Just put it on the agenda that the PNB will do it. It'll happen at the PNB. We'll discuss that item at the PNB. Add it to the PNB agenda.
Okay. They're saying, okay, to put it on the agenda. Okay.
I believe that that motion is item number 8 on the current agenda for the open session for Thursday.
Okay,
is that
so
where
we don't have to edit it. Okay, so with
motion.
If everybody agrees, I would throw my motion, if you can get everybody's agreement.
Right.
No, skip. Benito to the stack.
Okay, I don't have anyone on. Go ahead, Benito.
Okay, that's exactly why I raised the question that I raised. I realized that Alex's motion is on agenda for the PMD agenda for the first day. I know that's number 8 or 8C. However, my point is that we cannot put Alex's motion on the agenda unless we have a legal opinion to speak to. Well, I don't know. Maybe Cran or maybe Cran. I was simply saying that we needed to put the issue of the legal opinion regarding the loan docs on the agenda. And that would inform us as to how to deal with Alex's motion. Does that make sense?
This is William for the stack.
Hey, William.
Yeah, I think those are two different issues. We're talking about whether to make the loan document public, and we're not talking about making minutes public, closed session minutes. That's something else. I don't think. I think we're conflating two issues here.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
When I withdrew my motion and I didn't hear any objections, I was thinking that Nancy said that the item of the legal opinion on releasing loan documents has been received.
Yeah.
That's my understanding, and she says that's already on the agenda. That's why I withdrew it. Now you want to discuss something else to do with Alex Steinberg's motion. I don't even know if that's in open session, is it?
Hey, thanks, Tony.
Yeah, it is an open session. But I stand corrected. William, I see what he's saying. I think William is correct. So the point is, I'm proposing an agenda item to report what that legal opinion is. That's it.
Yes. Okay, and if it's on the agenda to be discussed, according to Nancy, I'm sorry, I didn't look at that agenda. Or, no, I did, actually, but I don't remember everything yet, and I don't have access to it right now. If it's on the agenda, that's what we'll do. we'll discuss it and figure it all out.
Nancy, with a question?
Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, so if I understand it, you want to have an item on the agenda to discuss the legal opinion of whether or not the loan documents can be made public. Is that right?
And
it's a separate thing from Alex's motion.
Right, but it's just a report from yourself or from whoever as to what that opinion is.
All right.
So this is William. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, William.
So we don't need to add anything to the agenda about that. It's already there, right?
No.
No.
The thing that's on the agenda is Alex's motion about making the minutes public.
Oh, I'm sorry. So we do need to add that. I misunderstood which one you said was on the agenda. I'm so sorry. The motion that I made earlier to add this one to the agenda. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
So is that acceptable that we add that item to the agenda, which I phrased up before, and if the secretary has it, if we get it from the recording, or do I have to say it again?
No, it'll be clear from the recording. And I'm taking a note here, so.
Okay.
Okay, Benito, go ahead.
No, that was it.
Okay. All right, so we're in agreement on that.
Well, I do have one other issue. Let me on number 8 in the proposed agenda. Number 8B is item of EGN. And it's under unfinished business. I personally don't think that is unfinished business. That would be new business because it has not, to my recollection, it has never been discussed.
Nancy?
Go ahead, Nancy.
What I understand from what Mr. Tatum explained was that new business is something that nobody's ever heard of at that meeting. You know, somebody brings a motion that nobody ever saw before the meeting started. Okay, that, so somebody emails a motion, you know, like an hour before the meeting starts or something, and people haven't had a chance to read it. This particular motion was on the agenda last time, so it's been there, you know, for at least a month, and so it's considered unfinished business. That's what I understand from what Mr. Tatum explained.
Yeah, William Fistak.
Okay, William, go ahead.
Let me clarify, Mr. Tatum, our parliamentarian, or my parliamentarian.
Okay, so to try to clear it up a little more, unfinished business means things that were carried over from the last meeting that weren't taken care of yet. That's what unfinished means. It doesn't mean that we started it. It just means that it has, you know, we didn't do it yet. That's what unfinished means. That's what Benito was thinking, that the definition of unfinished was something else.
The request for clarification.
Go ahead.
So, Nancy, if I understood you clearly, you're saying that there already is a motion regarding this that was on the agenda last time?
Regarding making the closed session minutes public?
No. Regarding the line of authority of ED and CS.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that was on there, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Dan had a motion.
Oh, that's right. Which is out of order, but anyway. Okay, fine. So I stand corrected. It should be under unfinished business.
Hello? I don't hear anything.
I'm here.
Okay. Oh, so
I'm here.
Just finished. Oh, okay.
Items for the open session.
Okay, William?
Go ahead, William.
Okay, I want to add to the open session PNB agenda a discussion of loan repayments in general, and then more detailed on monthly stations payments that are going to be made toward it. Just a discussion of that item, the loan repayments, and how are the stations going to repay it in some monthly amount or something.
So is it best that describe that you want an explanation or you want a discussion?
I want to have a discussion of what we're going to do about it. What we're going to do about the loan repayments, and then naturally that would include how are the stations going to contribute to this.
So that is Bradley making an assumption that no plan is in place now that could be.
Well, I don't know of any plan, right? So that's why we have to discuss it. If somebody has a plan and hasn't told us about it as a PNB, that's another thing. But that's why it's a discussion and not necessarily an explanation, because as far as I know, nothing exists yet.
Okay, discussion of loan repayment.
And monthly, in general.
And monthly station apportionment?
Monthly station payments.
Nancy, to the staff.
All right, go ahead.
So do you want to, is it like a discussion of our options? Because we do have lots of options, and we might want to, like identify those options and for everyone. I mean, a lot of people know what the options are, but not everybody knows what all the options are. So.
Right. And then maybe we could even come. I'm sorry, I cut you off. Sorry.
No, I just want to see if we could like make it, you know, kind of like make it kind of specific, you know, give it some specific specificity. You know, we could, you know, we could ask for a list of our options and then discuss the options, which might be quicker. And then we could ask for other options after that, and or we could just start identifying options, which will take longer if we want to do any prioritizing or sequencing or, you know, coordinating the options.
Okay. To me, it doesn't matter which order it is. It's just that we have to discuss it and, you know, start working toward a resolution. But at least start discussing it, yes, because I don't know of any options. I haven't seen anything in writing. Maybe I've missed something, but I didn't notice. So, yes, we can discuss it any way you want, when the meeting starts. But just add this discussion as an agenda item.
Okay.
Benito.
Okay, well, I agree with the idea, with the idea of putting this on the agenda, but I'm concerned that we not get into some kind of free-for-all. Tell me what's on top of your head, you know, session. I forgot the name of it, but this is something the strategic planning committee is supposed to be working on, and so the PMB needs a report from that committee as well as others, and the discussion should be based on their report. And if we don't have a report, then I don't know that it's fruitful to spend time on just a general discussion.
Okay, well, Nancy, to the sec. There is a report. There are committee reports, and I could ask Alex to make a list of options that have been identified and during the strategic planning committee, and we could I could ask him to. Or we could ask him during his report if he doesn't have time before then to prepare that list for us. So you want to have it like have so that would be strategic planning committee report is 7D, and so we could put under there discuss. You know, we could put 7DA, discussion of loan repaying.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, I'm sorry. So then I'm in a circumstance again where I need to withdraw my motion?
If that makes sense to you,
add it to 7D. Add this if that's what you said it was. Whatever the number you said it was, this would be included, uh-huh. as you just suggested. I amend my motion to that.
Okay, and identify the issue again, the item.
Nancy?
Discussion of loan repayment, how stations will contribute to this repayment process.
In strategic planning, which is what number?
And add this to 7D.
7D, right. Thank you.
Okay.
So then I would ask if there's any objections.
Okay. Now, let me be clear. William, you're withdrawing the motion?
No, it's not. I'm being applied to the Strategic Planning Committee report.
Okay.
It's being included in that.
Benito Thursday.
Benito, go ahead.
So I don't have any objection to that. I guess, though, to me, you know, what stations are going to pay is like a detail. We need to know that. Well, we need to decide on that.
So that's part of the discussion.
That's part of the discussion, exactly. But to me, the real overall issue is, has the Strategic Planning Committee produced a recovery plan? We need the Pacifica needs a recovery plan. And the auditors need a recovery plan. So what I want to know is, has the Strategic Planning Committee gotten that far, or where are they along that road, or have they even taken on that task?
William for the stack.
Okay, William, go right here.
Yeah, so that would be part of our discussion in 7D. So I'm hoping we get to 7D.
Okay. Okay, fine. So
again, I'll ask the chair to ask if there's any other objections.
Well, I don't have an objection. Can you just do, would William agree to put recovery plan, add that to the discussion?
Well, that could come up. And you could, when they make their report, if they don't report on a recovery plan, you ask, what is the recovery plan, or what's the status, or have you done anything about it? That's part of the discussion.
Fine. Okay. No problem.
So if nobody else objects, I'd hope the chair would say it's okay now.
Okay. Next up.
Okay. I have something else, unless somebody else wants to go.
Well, you got the floor. Go ahead with yours.
Thank you. I'd like to add, well, maybe this, let me say, without saying I want to add a motion. I would like, I'll ask the question, is there a report from the IED, and would it include, and would we be able to discuss the status of the audit, 2016 audit? And the Great Plains update and testing and loading of live data, is that all going to be in some IED report?
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
There is an IED report. And then there's also an audit committee report. There's going to be a report from the audit committee from Eileen. She's going to be on the open session to give a report on the audit process when we run that.
May I, William?
Yeah, we're going back and forth. Go ahead.
I'd like to get that from Tom. from the management perspective, and then later on we would hear it in the audit committee's version of what they think is happening.
Yes, so I can certainly. Mr. Chair? Sorry.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I can address both of those issues.
Okay.
Great. So I don't have to add a motion for any of that. And then my last thing for open session is I wrote an email about my two motions from a couple of meetings back that was on the agenda. They don't appear on the agenda now.
Were those the ones, Nancy? Were those the ones for the closed session from WBAI?
Are they? The New Jersey property, and is that closed session?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So now I got something else for closed session. And I guess my other one is closed session also. Okay. So
yep.
then I have nothing else for open session. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Benito, you have anything for open session?
No. Not really, no.
Okay. I take it the chair has already addressed that with our proposed agenda. Tom, you've indicated you thought the pension issue and that you didn't have anything else, and that's going into the closed session. So really in this open session, William, I believe only one of yours survived. Is that correct?
Nice way to put it. Yes, I think that's what happened.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't have anything to add to the open session as well.
So I move that who's going to do it? I don't know. Unless Nancy just agrees to do all these things, or do we need to make any kind of motion to ask her to do this? Or since she's agreed to amend the most of what we discussed, a couple things we discussed, that we don't need to do anything else about it. We're just she's going to update the agenda. That's my understanding.
Well, I'll let her speak for herself.
Good.
Well, it sounds like we've got it covered.
Okay.
In the agenda. Then
William for the stack.
Go ahead, William.
I move that we adjourn to executive session to add a couple of items to that agenda.
Are there any objections? Quite efficiently, I would say at 8:30 Central Standard Time, let's reconvene. 15-minute break. Any objections? Hearing none?
No.
I'll hear you.
Thank you. No objection. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
See you in 15 minutes or less.
Yep, sorry.
This meeting is now adjourned.
Thank you.